friends. Welcome to Dancing in the Kitchen podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Stovacek. This podcast is about coming back to what makes you hungry for happiness, what feeds your soul. It's about remembering the crazy stories that got us where we are and the things we want to tell our younger self so we don't get lost along the way. It's about our favorite meals and the memories, the smells, the taste, the conversations, the people, and maybe even the meals we'd rather forget, but are etched in our minds anyway. So let's have conversations over cupcakes, or we can have happy hour. We'll talk about the music we listened to in the 80s, the music we listen to now. What's our happy place, and why it's so important? I created this podcast because I had lost myself until one day I found myself blasting the music while I was cooking and dancing around my kitchen. These are things I love to do, but I stopped doing them for some reason. Maybe by sharing my stories and those of my friends at the table or on the dance floor, it will help you uncover yourself too by stirring up your own memories. I hope this podcast brings you joy, nourishment, and maybe a laugh or two along the way. So ready or not, let's get started. Surprise! It's been a minute since we've danced in the kitchen together. And for a while, I thought I just may be done here. But when you hear something or someone, which as you know, I believe is God, calling you, you need to pick up the phone. And this morning, that's exactly what happened while I was out on my walk. As most of you know, that's where I do my best thinking. And today was such a perfect day to make a comeback. It's International Women's Day. So what was it I was thinking about on my walk that inspired me to hop on here and chat with y'all and start this all back up again? Oh, so much going on in my hot little head. But I was thinking about the amazing friendships that I am blessed with. My beautiful daughter, my wonderful mother and sister, and all the women that have formed me into the woman that I am today. So speaking about women in our lives felt so right today. And men, this goes for you too. While we also have amazing men in our lives, today is International Women's Day. It's a day to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. I had so many thoughts going a mile a minute in my head, and honestly, I could hear messages loud and clear of what to say. I couldn't wait to get home and write it down so I wouldn't forget. So while you're listening to this, think about your own leading ladies and the impact they've had in your life. Or at the end, when you're finished listening, take a minute to write down their names. Think of how special they are and thank them for the blessings in your life because of their role in it. I am not going to dive into each story too deep, but simply want to celebrate and acknowledge the amazing women who have formed and shaped my life, which I am eternally grateful for. So let's start with my beautiful and mad talented daughter, Kaylee. While I love all three of my kids with all my heart, today is about women, so I'm going to focus on KK for a minute. You may recall meeting her on episode 2, which was a conversation with my daughter, Kaylee. It was the most listened to episode, and if you haven't heard it yet, go back and give it a listen. Check it out. Growing up, I always wanted to have a daughter. Always wanted a daughter. Well, first one, no daughter. Second one, no daughter. The third time was a charm. And 10 years before she was born, I knew her name. You can hear that story and how she got her name all in the episode. So go back and listen to that. She and I have had our share of ups and downs. And boy, Can we feel each other's feelings sometimes? There are times when I'm feeling sad and I have to catch myself because I don't want her to pick up on that. I want her to be happy. It's crazy how sometimes we could be telling each other about what's going on in our lives, and it's as if we're looking in a mirror. Kind of scary, actually, because we live 931 miles away from each other, and I haven't seen her in months. Oh gosh, I miss her. When she was a little girl, she was, and still is, always so giving, creative, stubborn, and loving. I have learned so much by looking at the world through her eyes. She has opened my own eyes to so many things I could write a book. One thing that I will always remember, her coming home one Valentine's Day, I think she was in like first or second grade. She came home from school with a giant stuffed pink panther stuffed animal, a box of candy, and a card, and was so excited to show me. What she said to me is etched on my heart. "Mommy, look what Patrick Arthur gave me. He may not be the most handsome boy in class, but he is so kind." Aw, did your heart just melt a little bit like mine did? I look at her now, at the woman she's grown to be, and I am so proud of her independent spirit, her ability to survive through tough times, how she's tapped into her gifts, and I thank God every day for the love in our hearts for each other. And since we're talking about mothers and daughters, I want to thank my mom for all that she has taught me. My love of baking comes from my mom. We talked about it when she was on the podcast back on episode 11. She has also taught me what unconditional love looks like. The fact that she has stood by her man and been married to my dad for over 60 years blows my mind. While I was a little girl and all the way through high school, I thought that's what we're supposed to do, grow up and get married and have kids, because that's what mom would always tell us. While I value that so much, it just didn't happen for me. Yes, I got married and I had kids, but there was so much more to it, and I learned a lot of what I wanted and what I didn't want just by her example. She loves each of her daughters, all three of us, and every grandchild and great-grandchild. And can I tell you, birthdays are national holidays in our family because of mom. I remember how my sisters and I thought going to Cocoa Beach, Florida, every summer was vacation because, well, you know, that's what it was to us. But really, in her eyes, we were just visiting her mom, my grandma. And the memories of those trips are priceless. Wouldn't trade them for the world. She did instill the importance of family in our brains and on our hearts. And now here we are, both of us living in a 55 and over retirement community together. Well, not together. She and Dad are in their place. I'm in my place. But still, who'd have thunk? And speaking of family, let's move on over to my big sis, Renee, who was also a guest on the podcast in episode 12. There are way too many things I want to say about my sister. Seriously, more book material. If I told you half of the stories and the things that we got into growing up, we'd be here for a week. And oh, the things that she told on me for, I guess it was for my own good, although I didn't see it that way when it happened. Do you know what I mean? Do you have a big sister? But she is the best older sister a girl could ask for. Renee is always looking out for her family, leading the way, and loving on all of us like only she can. Oh man, do I miss her more than I thought I ever would when I moved away. Another woman that I'm glad to have as the newest member of our family is my daughter-in-law, Jessa. She has lit up my son's life beyond what I ever expected. While I'm still getting to know her and hope to share memories with her, She has been such a blessing to Dominic, which makes me one happy mama. She's tough yet sensitive and such a go-getter. So I'm so glad that the two of them crossed paths and are now starting their own family and their own memories. So kind of changing gears, as I look back at all of my guests here on the podcast, I am in awe of how much each of them has helped me grow. Yes, even in your mid-50s, you can grow and learn new things. As you know, if you've been here before, of course, I took that class or course, program, whatever you want to call it, in September 2020, changed my life. I was in one of the darkest places in my life, and something, someone, again, I know it was God, nudged me to do something scary, to believe in myself and make an investment in myself to do what I was made to do. All of my life experiences led me to this place, all of the bad and all of the good. But believe in myself? What the heck was that all about? I almost called 911 the night I signed up because my heart was beating out of my chest so fast and so loud it made my ears pop. And honestly, I would not be sitting here right now if I hadn't followed my gut. And I've talked about that before, so I'm not going to talk about it again. But the women that I met through the Made to Do This program, which is what that was called, have been the biggest collective contribution to my growth to date. They are women who also took a chance on themselves, follow their dreams, use their gifts, encourage and lift each other up without judgment, hold a safe space, find joy in the everyday, and celebrate life. One thing I learned from this experience, these women, is that during such a dark time, there is light, and it shines through others' smiles, words, laughter, love. If I name them all, again, we'd be here for a while. But it's because of that program or that course that we are here on this podcast. The amazing friends I had the privilege to share their stories are all over the country and the world. I want to give them each a quick shout out because these are some amazing women. First, there was my Pod 9 sisters. Each cohort, you have the big major group of people of over 500, and we were broken down into smaller pods. And we all were the Pod 9 sisters, the got your back girls is what we called ourselves. And on the podcast, we had happy hour. These ladies were the core of my life, and God knew what he was doing when he brought us all together. Isabel Mosca is an amazing visionary who shines such a bright light on so many as she provides space for caregivers in Life on the Bright Side and Faces for Autism. Jennifer Bennett was our leader, and the way she guided us with courage and joy is a breath of fresh air despite her own personal challenges. Debbie Friedlander showed us what it's like to get things done and to just take that chance and ask. Who knows? You may end up on someone's podcast, in their Instagram feed, or a featured artist with Michael's Craft Stores. Yes, she was. Jennifer Fuchs is the artist that has a calm demeanor and so creative and always shows up, and her love of animals just touches my heart. Ginny Yaboni is our Canadian friend that supports us and tells us like it is. And I love how she has tapped into her gifts through the angels. And finally, we've got Leanne Brenner. Leanne was the first person I met in the group and the youngest of the bunch. She was such a key person in my adoption journey with my sweet Bella baby and helped me get through her final days as well. Let me tell you, when the stuff hits the fan, this crew will make you laugh till it hurts. The conversations we had, we'll just be glad they were private. So I want to give a big shout out to my friend, Vanessa McMahon, who taught us to keep dancing and keep going. Vanessa is a former Radio City Rockette and is now following her acting career bug. You can check her out on season 4, and I think it's episode 4, in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is on Prime. And tonight, which is March 8th, 2022, tonight she will be co-starring on FBI, which is on CBS or Paramount Plus. How exciting is that? Woohoo! Knowing her story and what she's been through is such a picture of overcoming challenges and continuing to do what you love. Jennifer Ligra is a Jersey girl living abroad and taught us how to live life uncorked as an author creator of Drinking the Whole Bottle, which is a metaphor of how to live your life. Or is it? She hosted some great happy hours, which are OUR, virtually, where during a time where you couldn't go out during the lockdown, we were able to still enjoy life and just have fun and let loose and dance and just to, like I said, have fun, live life uncorked. It was awesome. Now, she was a guest on the podcast Don't Keep Your Day Job, which is where that course stemmed from. And I felt it in my bones when I heard her on that episode that I wanted to meet this woman. And I did. And I can call her my friend. How cool. Now, coaching women through art was and is Miriam Berzon's specialty. Miriam lives in Israel and has family still here in the U.S. She was born in the U.S., but lives in Israel with her husband and her adorable family, and they literally dance in the kitchen just to enjoy life. It's so fun. Her art workshop helped me to find something so therapeutic just by doing something I forgot I loved doing, painting. I remember not wanting to share my work on a Zoom class once, but when someone else said what I was thinking and feeling, and I heard how Miriam walked beside my other friend, I knew how important this was to get through together, and it was fascinating. And what a beautiful soul is Amy Fowler. If you know her, you know. When I heard Amy's story, I knew we'd be friends, and I am so incredibly grateful for her still today. Every time I hear someone say the words, "Hello, beautiful souls," I hear Amy's sweet voice. She is a suicide survivor that is thriving. She is just thriving in her business and her life, and is always a safe place for me to land. I just love her so much. And so do the doggies that she cares for in their final days. Another great conversation was with Tamar Prager, the paper whisperer. The first workshop I took with Tamar, I thought she was crazy if she thought I was going to throw away my stuff. Because what if I need it one day, right? But after our conversation here, she helped me to realize that we need to let go of things that no longer serve us in order to make room for what is meant for us. Wow. Game changer for sure. I don't know how I would have been able to move without having the knowledge and the inspiration that I gained from Tamar. If you're battling anything associated with type 2 diabetes, then you will love my friend Luisa Maroney as much as I do. Ugh, I love her. After our conversation on the podcast, we became quick friends. I love her tenacity and determination and how she just does what she wants, whether it's perfect or not. She has been helping so many people overcome type 2 diabetes by eating a healthy lifestyle through her business, My Way of Eating. This woman lost over 145 pounds and now wants to help other people take control of their health and weight too. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, she got herself off of medications and has helped other people do the same. I think that's amazing. Now, kind of skipping off to the side a little bit here, a little side note. I got the opportunity to get to know Louisa a little better in a side group, an accountability group called Girls Just Want to Talk that we formed and created, and it kind of whittled down to just a few of us left in the group. But boy, we kept on for such a long time, and the accountability and the space that we created for each other was like none other. I don't know how I would have kept going through that period of my life without those ladies. So I want to also give a big shout out, although they were not on the podcast, who knows, maybe someday they will be, to Damaris for forming the group and keeping us together and leading us through everything, and to Donna Kelly for her wit and whimsy and her shabby chic and all her fun stuff and insight and what everybody is up to and doing and sharing her story with us. That was just amazing. And Sherry Lee Douglas also. Boy, you are such a great cheerleader, and despite of what you go through yourself, I love how you encourage us and just cheer us all on. And hang in there, sweetie, because I know there are great things coming for you and this whole group. But back to guests on the podcast, Mo Jones talked to us about Fiercely Dancing with Fear. Her message stirs my soul, and I love how she helps others to find courage and teaching women to own the power of their story and their own voice. She's a rock star. Another dream follower is my friend Pamela Chester. Pamela taught me to follow your dreams, even if that means you go it alone, especially when it comes to travel. She created a business around teaching other women to travel solo, and now she's recently packed her bags and moved from California to Mexico by herself in this adorable, quaint little village, town. It's so cool because that's where her heart led her. I am so excited to see where this journey takes her. Now, as a single empty nester, I love what Brenda Lenweaver started and shared with us here on the podcast, a space to help prepare for the empty nest. Her podcast is called Next Chapter Empty Nest. And I had the privilege of being an early guest on her show as well and share my story. This year, Brenda turned the big 5-0 and is sharing with us 50 new things that she's trying and doing along the way over the next year. How fun! I love this idea. Maybe I'll try it for my next trip around the sun, even though I've got a few extra years to count. And that'll be next month, so who knows? Maybe I'll take y'all on a journey with me and trying some new things. Now, back to following our dreams, or wanting to know what they mean, my friend Karen McCleskey made a pivot and showed me the example of what it means to literally follow your dreams. When I met Karen, she was helping us by teaching the ways of publishing a book, since that's what her career path has been. Now, she showed up on my Dining with Debbie workshops when I met her, and again, we became quick friends. But later, she took a turn when she realized interpreting dreams, she took a turn in her career when she realized interpreting dreams for her friends was something she really enjoyed doing and was really good at it. I have been loving watching her journey and the things she's doing over on her Instagram. She's inspiring me to try more things and to take action on what my dreams are telling me to do. There are two other badass ladies that have also been key to my growth journey, and they are Terry Thompson and Kelly Bailey. Terry is a perfect example of a woman taking control and finding a solution to a problem. I first met Terry, about 18 years ago through the Pampered Chef. She was my director, and I loved our team and all that we did together. She also had a stand at the West Side Market in Cleveland selling her pizza bagels, and it's evolved into so many more things than just that. And it's evolved into what is now called Feel Good Dough is the name of her business. So she had a need for clean grains when she was adjusting her eating habits due to some health issues. And we both shared that same experience. So she took that need and therefore she just created a company, fully organic, clean, vegan dough, both frozen and dry mix. I love the dry mix because you can create so many things out of it. But here's a woman who took her love and her gifts through baking and created a product to help others with the same issues she was having. I love her product. I love her. She's been through some amazing things. And to hear her story, you can go back and listen. It's in the earlier episodes. I believe it was episode 4. But she, just like I said, she has a great story. She's overcome so many things. And I just love watching her grow with her product and her company. And she has been such an inspiration to me over all these years. And speaking of eating healthy, do you remember my chat with Kelly Bailey, the funny fitness trainer? Kelly is one serious badass woman. She was my intermittent fasting coach and helped me to lose 18 pounds during the pandemic while I just had knee surgery. And since I just had surgery, she guided me with some modified exercises. We did this all on Zoom, obviously. But she guided me with some modifications, helped me to stay on track with the IF lifestyle. And actually, I think I'm hoping I can get her back on the podcast. We can dive into that a little deeper because we didn't really talk too much about it when she was on before, but she is just amazing. She blows my mind. I love watching her. And you can usually find her out on the lake, either fishing or on her stand-up paddleboard with her girl tribe or her daughter. Or she's hiking or cooking or dancing or coaching others on their fitness journey. She is beautiful, adventurous, kind, funny, because that's, after all, she is the funny fitness trainer. That was another thing. She entertained us all with her funny memes during the early stages of the pandemic. But I just love watching her getting out in nature and just doing what she loves to do. And you know, now that I think of it, she invited me to listen in on her podcast a few years ago, even though she didn't even know me yet. And that was the very beginning of my podcast journey. So thank you, Kelly, for that planting of the seeds and inspiration and guidance. So I so appreciate that. Now, if you remember, I had the chance to chat with two lovely little ladies last year on the podcast, both of whom mean so much to me. Lily Mixon is the daughter of my life group leaders in Ohio and is wise beyond her years. She was so quick to tell me after I came back from a business conference and I was sharing with her my ideas and my experience. And she was very quick, like I said, to tell me that if it was my goal to teach kids baking, then I should achieve it. Very matter of fact. And that stuck with me. And we had my great niece, Cecilia. Oh, gosh. I'm going to start to cry when I think about how much I miss this little firecracker. Cece has such an independent spirit about her, and I love her sassy little self. If she stays on the path she's on, I have no doubt she'll evolve into an amazing woman. Whew. I have been so blessed with these women. I also forgot to mention, I did have another guest on my podcast named Danielle. I talked about her daughter a minute ago, and Danielle was my life group leader. And the women in that life group, while Danielle's the only one on the podcast, were also life-changing for me in my whole spiritual walk with God, with church, with fellowship. I can't thank them enough. I don't even have the right words to say because it's overwhelming almost, but I'm so grateful for them. Thank you, ladies, from the Grace Church Medina East Campus for all that you've been a part of in my life. So, like I said, I'm so blessed that I had a chance to share the stories here on the podcast with you and learn from each and every one. And I continue to be blessed with the women that I am meeting here in Florida in the new chapter of my life. The group of friends that I have made here mostly come from a Facebook group called The Village's New Bees. Now, it's a group of ladies, four women only, young, old, married, single, all ladies who want to make new friends and help each other find their way. Now, that could be literal or figuratively. It really was started because some ladies wanted to make new friends. And it also evolved into helping new ladies, the new bees, to find their way around. And so far as if you need your hair done, where to go, you need your car fixed, where to go, just different things so far as advice. And really, figuratively, along the way, you find yourself internally as well, like I have, with all of these amazing people. They have all taught me different things. But the common thread is how to enjoy life and live every day as if it's your last. As if it's your last. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to wrap this up because I'm starting to trip on my tongue. Anyhow, I cannot tell you enough that I don't think I have ever had such an amazing group of friends to live life with. Being here in Florida, I have learned so much about myself, and my friends are such a crazy assortment of all kinds of wonderful. I'm hoping I'm able to share some of their stories in the near future with you. So, in the meantime, I will just say how much I love you, Zam, Venus, Stephanie, Rosemary, Gina, Lynn, Linda, Jackie, Constance, Teresa, Carol, Sharon, Liz, Sarah, and oh my gosh, there's just way too many more to mention. Another thing that was amazing that came from that group, the newbies, was my current new business, which is called Villager Eats. It's a website listing and sharing all of the daily dining and happy hour specials here in the Villages. So far, everyone I've talked to that uses the site loves it, and I'm so glad. And I just light up when I see how happy people are when they hear about the website or tell me they've used it and how helpful it was. That makes me feel so good. So now I'm working on the business side of things, and it is definitely teaching me to be consistent. So I'm learning so much about myself. And again, this is from a woman in that group who trusted me with the site. And here I am running it and going at it as best I can. And with the support of these friends that I just mentioned, they believe in me. And that kind of all circles back to where I was almost 2 years ago, year and a half ago, about investing in myself and believing in myself and the courage and the strength and the help and the love of other women that have been in my life is just amazing. So now that I have gone on far longer than I planned, tell me, are you thinking of the women in your life that have made a difference? Women who helped you become the person that you are or guide you away from what you're not? Please take a minute, tell them how much you appreciate them. It makes such a difference in a person's life when you just tell them how you feel. Because like I said, tomorrow's never promised and this could be your last breath. So with that, I have some things to get done in the kitchen. I'm going to go blast some loud 80s music and just continue dancing and loving and enjoying life. Thank you, friends. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you guys for listening in and joining me on the podcast today. I so appreciate it. If you'd like to connect and keep in touch with me, I'm usually hanging out on Instagram at Dining with Debbie. That's my cooking and community page. You can find it on Facebook also at Dining with Debbie 33. Hey, I would love to see what you are up to as well. Come join us in the Facebook group, Dancing in the Kitchen Podcast, and introduce yourself. And shoot me a direct message, private message, instant message, whatever you want to call it, over there in the group, or you can leave me a voice message right here on the podcast app. And let me know if you have any questions or suggestions, or if you or someone you know would like to join me on the dance floor in my kitchen, which, as you know, is this podcast. So if you liked this episode, could you take a screenshot, tag me, and share it with your friends on your social media? That would be awesome. Could you also do me another favor? Hit subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. That would mean the world to me. If you're subscribed, then you'll get notification of new episodes dropping, and that way you don't miss anything. Because I can't say this enough, we can make a difference in just one person's life by sharing our stories and talking about our favorite foods, favorite music, and what lights us up. And it's so crazy. So many memories revolve around food, the meals that we eat, the people we're gathered around the table with, and the things we love doing. It's awesome. I will have the links to all my social media posted in the show notes because I really mean it when I say I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out and/or leave a review. Everyone has a story to share, and I love that we can share them through food and music. Please send me an email at diningwithdebbie@gmail.com, and I'll send you the form so we can get you on the podcast, or if you know someone else that has a great story to share. Remember to live your life as if it's your last breath on this earth. Dance, sing, create your art, fashion or music, play, run, golf, go out to dinner, cook, bake, start dating again, whatever it is, do it all. I hope you leave today inspired and ready to find what makes you hungry for happiness. So again, please subscribe and join me on the dance floor in your kitchen or wherever it is you find joy. Until next time, keep dancing in the kitchen.